This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. Session of Federal Parliament to begin from tomorrow. Meteorological Forecasting Division says possibility of heavy rain in some places of country. And US President Joe Biden says COVID misinformation on Facebook is killing people. Now the news in detail. The session of the Federal Parliament is beginning from tomorrow as per the Apex Court verdict. President Vidyadeep Bhandari, at the recommendation of the government, has called for the parliamentary session at 4 PM tomorrow at the Parliament building in New Banesar. It has been said all preparations are in place for the operation of session with the adoption of recommended health protocols when the risks of COVID-19 existed. The government is planning to bring 3.2 million coronavirus vaccines from China by 30th of July. Joint spokesperson of the Health Ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, informed that the Nepal Airlines wide-body aircraft will leave for China on 21st of July to bring the vaccine. The corporation's wide-body aircraft will bring regular vaccines through three flights from 21st of July. Two persons have been killed and two others were seriously injured when a tractor collided with a tempo at Bhadrapur in Japa. District Traffic Police Office Japa said the deceased have been identified as Chabimaya Limbu and Dambard Bahadur Limbu of Bhadrapur 1. One person has died when a tractor and an excavator were buried in a landslide in Dumre, Tinau Rural Municipality 6 of Palpa District. District Police Office Palpa said the deceased has been identified as Momlal Poon of Dumre. He died while receiving treatment at Lumbini Medical College. One person died of coronavirus infection in Baki District. District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, Baki's corona focal person, Tej Oli, said a 35-year-old man of Baskari Municipality 3 died of coronavirus infection. The Parbat Bagrung section of the Mid Hill Highway has been obstructed due to landslides triggered by continuous rainfall. Landslides that took place at Sasasadhara in Ward No. 1 of Kusma Municipality obstructed the road section since last night. Chief of the Traffic Police Office Parbat Krishna Khadka said, though machines and security personnel are on standby to clear the debris and open the road for traffic, continuous rainfall has made it difficult to act immediately. As a result, vehicles that had left for Baglung, Magdi and Mustang to various destinations remain stranded along with their passengers in Maldunga of the highway. The weather will be generally completely cloudy throughout the country today due to the influence of the monsoon wind. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the monsoon low pressure system is near the Tarai region of Nepal. There is a possibility of heavy rain at some places of the Sudarpashchim, Karnali and Lumbini provinces and at few places of the rest of the provinces. Meteorologist Ganga Nagarkoti said the weather will be generally to fully cloudy with chances of light to moderate rain at many places until coming Monday. She said there is the risk of occurrence of a landslide and mudslide in the hilly region as well as rise in water level in the big and small rivers and streams which could affect the transport. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has urged for precaution in view of this situation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. U.S. President Joe Biden has warned that the spread of COVID-19 misinformation on social media is killing people. He was responding to a question from a reporter about the alleged role of platforms like Facebook in spreading falsehoods about vaccines and the pandemic. The White House has been increasing pressure on social media companies to tackle disinformation. Facebook says it is taking aggressive action to protect public health. U.S. health officials have warned that the country's current spike in COVID-19 deaths and infections is exclusively hitting unvaccinated communities. Rescue crew have been racing to find survivors of floods that have wreaked havoc across Western Europe, killing more than 150 people. Hundreds are still missing after record rainfall triggered severe floods in Germany and Belgium. Heavy rains also hit Switzerland, Luxembourg and the Netherlands, where Prime Minister Mark had declared a natural disaster in one southern province. European leaders have blamed the extreme weather on climate change. 10 children and 6 mothers held in prison camp for jihadists in Syria have been flown home to Belgium. It is the biggest repatriation of suspected Islamic State members since the group's fall in 2019. Hundreds of Europeans who traveled to Syria to join IS, including women, our children are trapped in Kurdish-run camps in northern Syria. Many European countries have not allowed them to return, but Belgium wants to bring back young children. Prime Minister Alexander De Croo announced in March that Belgium would do everything to repatriate those in the camps aged under 12. He said it was important to consider their well-being. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Session of Federal Parliament to begin from tomorrow. Meteorological Forecasting Division says possibility of heavy rain in some places of country, and US President Joe Biden says COVID misinformation on Facebook is killing people. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.